private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Well, there's not much you can do about it, I guess. Except, like Julie always says...
Walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now, Peter Troy investigates the Winsome Wildcat.
In Montreal one time, I met this gal who was a lady all-in wrestler. Her name was Gerda, and she was built like one. And there was sweet, charming Felicity from Winnipeg. She rode a motorbike on the wall of death for kicks. Now me, I don't go for dames making with a danger bit. I like them warm and cozy and helpless, and very, very feminine. Well, Rachel was all of those things, and she had a figure that'd knock your eyes out. But by profession, Rachel was a lady lion tamer. Yeah, that's right, a lady lion tamer. Star of the Bantling Brothers Circus and currently packing them in at Earl's Court. Now, Rachel was... what's the expression I'm hunting for? Rachel was winsome. Now, Webster's Dictionary describes it as being pleasant, delightful, attractive, agreeable, and engaging.
That describes you to a T, Rachel.
How sweet of you to say that, George.
An ideal qualification for becoming a wife.
Please, don't let's start on that again.
But...
Darling, I've told you.
I know. But the thought
George,
of you...
please.
Oh, all right.
Let's leave things as they are. It's nice this way. Nice and uncomplicated.
Well, at least give up your job here at the circus.
No.
Are you going into that cage full of cats every night?
The lions and I understand each other.
Well, it gives me nightmares.
It also gives you nice, healthy receipts at the box office, Mr. George Bantling.
Rachel's and the lions, yes. It's a draw card, all right, but... Darling, it's not right. Lion taming's a man's job, and I think...
You're going to take me out for dinner before the evening show or not?
Oh, yes, of course. I'll just... Who the devil's that?
I'll open the door and find out.
Yes, don't make a single solitary sound, Bantling, or else I'll squeeze this trigger.
George!
Same goes for you.
Well, what is it you want?
The girl.
Me?
That's right.
Why?
That's none of your business. Get your coat, Rachel. We're leaving.
Now, wait.
Do as I say. Harry, watch her. Now you, Mr. Bantling, turn around. That's it.
George!
Now, come on, we're wasting time. Oh, your boyfriend's all right. He'll sleep for a while, that's all.
Where are you taking me?
You'll find out. Don't give me any trouble. Now move.
That night, the circus at Earl's Court went on with a show minus Rachel and her lions. The next day, the screamer headlines told the story of the snatch. Oh, I read about it, wondered who'd want to steal a lady lion tamer, and then promptly forgot about it. Until the next morning. I got to my office nice and early, around 11 a.m., found Julie fuming away like an angry percolator. She looks cute when she's angry. Cute, but volatile. It's best not to antagonize her, I've learned.
He's been waiting for you since 9 o'clock.
Well, that's nice. Who is he?
George Bantling. Bantling Brothers Circus.
Oh. Rachel and the lions.
What?
She's missing, believe snatched.
Will you go in and see him?
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Come on in and bring your notebook.
I have it in my hand.
Don't shout, honey bun. I can hear you.
Well, good morning, Mr. Bantling. Sorry I'm late. Just wrapped up another case, you know. You have some trouble, I believe.
You read the morning papers.
Oh, yes. Seems someone took off with your lady lion tamer.
Yeah, I want Rachel found, Mr. Troy.
Well, that's direct and straight to the point. I imagine the police want her found, too, but why do you come to me?
You've got a reputation for action and discretion.
Action and discretion. Yeah. Sounds like a good slogan. Go on.
There are complications.
Huh?
This may sound crazy, Mr. Troy, but I think Rachel wanted to get herself kidnapped. I think it's all been rigged.
But why?
She's very beautiful, but a very extravagant woman. That she'd do anything for money.
Doesn't she get enough of it? I mean, she got star billing at your circus.
That's right, but she gambles. And, I know for a fact that she's in debt for something like £10,000. There are unpaid bills. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
We had a quarrel once. She wanted to borrow that amount from me. I wouldn't give it to her, and she said she'd get even with me. Well, a few days later, we were friends again, and I forgot about it.
And now you think she'll have herself ransomed for the money?
Well, it's the sort of thing she'd do, the sort of crazy, dangerous, harebrained. And if the police find out...
She'll go up the river.
But I don't want that to happen. You see, I love Rachel.
Well, that makes things difficult.
Find her for me, Mr. Troy.
Have you had a ransom demand yet?
No, nothing.
Well, that's strange. All right, we better get some details down, Mr. Bantling.
You'll take the case, then?
Oh, yes, yeah. Just as soon as I figure out where you start looking for a missing lady lion tamer.
How do you feel, Rachel? Yes, of course. Can't expect you to answer through a gag, can I? Hold still. I'll take it all for you. That's better. I'm sorry, but I have to call you Rachel. I don't know your second name. They only bill you as Rachel.
Jones.
Well, Miss Jones, how do you feel?
How do you expect me to feel? Where am I?
About 40 miles from London in Bedfordshire. Tiny village called Eton Manning.
What are you going to do with me?
Oh, you're in no danger.
If you think Bantling will pay any big ransom, you're mistaken. Unfortunately, that circus of his can get along very nicely without me.
Ransom? Oh, that's preposterous. You don't think we're kidnappers, do you?
Well, I assumed. This is someone's idea of a joke.
Oh, I assure you, no.
Well, then...
You are here because we'd like a favor from you, that's all. And when you've done it, you can go. As a matter of fact, we'll even pay you if you want.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'd like you to read the story I've marked in this copy of last Wednesday's Daily Globe Tribune. No, I'm sorry I can't untie you, but I'll hold it up so you can read it. Well, go ahead.
State visit of the Maharaja of Dajapur. One of the world's richest potentates arrives in England today. He is the Maharaja of Dajapur. He will be staying at the home of Lord and Lady Manning in Bedfordshire.
Ah, that's good, that's enough.
And what's that got to do with me?
And the Maharaja owns a unique necklet called the Amulet of Dajapur. Diamonds and rubies were the king's fortune encrusted in it.
So
you're going to steal it for us.
What?
Yes, you're going to get it for us. Lord Manning's house is only a couple of miles away.
Look, I may have been a lot of things in my life, but a jewel thief is not one of them.
Well, there's always a first time.
Why me? Why on earth do you want me to do it?
Because you're a young woman who possesses extraordinary talents, Miss Jones. You're an expert with felines. You can control the ferocious beasts.
Go on.
Now, the Maharaja of Dajapur is a whimsical man. He's very fond of dumb animals. Well, for instance, there travels with him always a very large Bengal tiger.
A tiger?
Yes. And around the wretched beast's neck, it wears the Amulet of Dajapur. Now, do you see why we brought you here?
All right, Mr. Dumpling, let's go over it once more.
But I told you every single thing I can remember about the man.
Well, you may have forgotten something, some tiny little point.
Look, I went through the photographs in Scotland Yard. I couldn't recognize
them. All right, something about him, then.
I've given you a full description.
His accomplice, then, a big chunky guy.
And I've told you everything about him.
And there's nothing you've forgotten. I mean, no matter how silly it may seem to you.
Well...
Yeah?
It's so ridiculous it doesn't even bear repeating.
Wait, would you just tell me?
Well, the thug, the fellow he called Harry, was wearing a hat. There was something in the band.
What, in the hat band? Now, what was it?
Well, a ticket. A railway ticket, I think. I only noticed it because it was such a strange-looking one. Green with white and red stripes. I just got a glance at it, but I'm sure about the colors.
A railway ticket?
Yeah, I told you it was ridiculous.
It sounds like an excursion return ticket. They're probably coded colors.
Huh?
I only said they're probably coded colors.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, special tickets have special colors so that the clerks can pick them out easily in the ticket racks when...
All right, now ring through the British Railways, honey. Talk to someone who looks after tickets. Find out all you can about a green one with white and red stripes.
Oh. Right, Pete.
Well, Mr. Bantling, it's a slim chance, but, well, that's a start.
Well, the only thing is...
The cops are probably a long way ahead of us, yes or no?
Oh, if I'd known the ticket was important...
Oh, that's okay. The point just strikes me, Mr. Bantling.
Yes?
You're assuming this is a rigged job, that Rachel isn't really kidnapped at all.
Well, yes.
I hope you're right. Because if you're not, that railway ticket is a clue you should hand over to the police. And the smaller things than that have meant the difference between life and death, Mr. Bantling.
Peter Troy, you infuriate me when you go all mysterious and silent. You drag me onto a train and don't...
Uh-huh.
Oh, would you mind telling us where we're going and why we're...
We got a break with the ticket, right?
Yes.
You found out it was a special excursion ticket that operates between Bedford and London on Saturdays only, right?
Yes.
We are now on that same train, are we not?
Yes.
Well, where's the problem?
But where are we going?
We're going to Eton Manning. It's a little way before Bedford.
And what is there?
The home of Lord Manning, at present on loan to the Maharaja of Dajapur.
Oh, Pete, please don't be infuriating. Now, what's that got to do with the whole
Look,
affair?
The picture in the middle of the page.
A newspaper photograph of the Maharaja of Dajapur.
All right, look what he has instead of a poodle.
A tiger?
Correct. Travels everywhere with him.
So?
Okay, this is a blind hunch.
Well, I don't see it.
Lions, tigers, lions, lion tamers, Rachel. Now, you get it?
Got it.
Good girl.
But it is a long shot.
Agreed. We do know, however, that the character who came in with the guy that carted Rachel away had the return half of a ticket from Bedford in his hatband, right?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, at some time or another, he must have come along this line. But it wasn't until I read about the Maharaja staying at some place close to Bedford that I got the link.
Well, the tiger and Rachel could be tied in, but I don't see how you can tie in her disappearance with the Maharaja.
Neither did I, until I saw the cute gadget that hunk of tiger has hanging from around his neck.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Amulet of Dajapur, and it is worth a mint of money.
She loves danger, she needs money, and any crackpot harebrained scheme... Pete, You don't think Rachel's got it into her head to steal that amulet, do you?
That, Julie, is a very interesting question. The more I thought about it, the more I liked my crazy theory. It was the coincidence factor that sold me. I mean, a lion tamer disappears around about the same time that a Maharaja's pet tiger comes into the country, adorned with $500,000 worth of diamonds around its neck. Yes, I liked it.
So, like I say, if you cooperate, Rachel, that'll be fine. And well worth your while. £10,000, to be exact. If you don't, then I'm very much afraid you'll have to die. I've given away too much of my plan.
But why me? Why did you choose me? Well, there are lion tamers around the place who...
You are the only lady lion tamer around the place, Rachel.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, getting to the tiger is only the second half of the scheme. The first part is getting into the grounds of Lord Manning's place. Here, let me show you. All right, now, here's a plan of the grounds. Do you notice this high wall surrounding the place? And it's very high. And it's electrified.
Well, I don't
However,
see...
there is a steel observation peephole set in the main gates. Has a sliding panel, but we can easily force it. Unfortunately, it's too small to allow a man to squeeze through. But a boy or a woman could get in easily. And as there are no boy lion tamers, you were the obvious choice.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whoever you are, but your ingenious plan still won't work.
Oh, why not?
Because you're assuming that a Bengal tiger is similar to a circus-trained cat.
Well?
There's a great deal of difference. I can walk into the cage of lions without any trouble, because the cats know me and I've trained them. The risk is minimized, you see. But a Bengal tiger, and one that didn't know me, they're vicious and very fierce.
You're bluffing. Why, a lion tamer
can only work the cats he or she is used to. If I went anywhere near that tiger, it'd probably turn on me and tear me to pieces.
Rachel, either you do this job and take the risk, or you don't leave Eton Manning alive. It's as simple as that.
You wouldn't...
Oh, I assure you, I would kill you. That amulet is worth £250,000.
Listen, I've got an alternative suggestion.
Yes?
I could get inside those grounds, but instead of trying to take the amulet off the tiger...
I know what you're going to say. Why don't we shoot the beast?
Why not?
The noise would bring the Maharaja's guards out.
A silencer fitted to the revolver.
A silencer makes a revolver devilishly inaccurate. Fiction writers who love the device dearly always seem to forget that. Wound that wretched creature, and I've no doubt it had set up a howler to bring the whole of the Shire to Eton Manning.
Drug it.
You'd have to wait too long for any poison to work. No, Rachel. Ours is the only way. I shall give you 1 hour to make up your mind.
Well, it may be a very small village, Pete, but it'll still be like looking for a needle in a haystack, even if you are on the right track to start with.
Huh?
Well, what do? Go up to someone and ask them if they've seen a young lady floating around who looks as though she might be a lion tamer. What does a lion tameress look like, anyway?
Honey, assuming that these folks are intent on snatching that amulet, All right, now, they've got to have a headquarters, haven't they?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Somewhere they can lay low and plan. And they're not going to choose a local hotel, are they? It's too public.
So, what are they going to do?
They're going to rent a house.
Oh.
In a small place like this, there wouldn't be too many available.
True.
So, go find yourself a real estate agent. Flutter those big green eyes at him and get some information. Find out who around Eton Manning has rented a house recently.
And whilst I'm doing that...
I'll be over in a quaint little pub over there...
Oh, Pete!
...doing a spot of pumping, too.
Hmm.
The local tipplers are usually the biggest gossips in the village. I'll soon find out all about any strangers who've been hanging around.
Someone comes along this road.
I'll give plenty of warning. Harry's watching from one end and another one of my associates is at the other. In any case, this is only a reconnaissance. Just a chance for you to have a look at the layout. So you get a pretty good view of the grounds, and you can even see where they've got that tiger chained up. Ah, and there we are. Now, take a look, see.
Isn't there anyone on duty at the gates?
It doesn't have to be. Not with an electrified wall. Mm. Well, can you see the tiger?
Yes.
And what do you think?
It's a great, big, ugly-looking brute.
Yes, I agree with you there. But can you handle it, Rachel?
It's going to be a tight squeeze getting through this aperture, though.
But aren't you pleased? You kept nice and slim now. All that dieting's paid off, hasn't it?
I don't have to diet.
Sorry?
That tiger looks as though it's got an evil temper.
Well, you'll charm all the anger out of it, Rachel, and make it as docile as a lamb.
It may still roar.
That is your problem.
You can't stop cats from roaring.
Well, try. Well, that's enough. I'll have to relock the people, just in case anyone comes nosing around.
Does anyone ever patrol these grounds?
No, never. Why should they? Who's going to break into that place where there's a Bengal tiger roaming around there?
Who, indeed?
Well, anyway, let's go. Yeah, it's nice to know that you're on our side now, Rachel.
When's 0 hour?
Tonight. The traditional hour. Midnight.
Oh.
Anything wrong with that?
You've probably forgotten, but cats don't sleep at night. And they can see in the dark. I can't.
Well, that's another one of your little problems, isn't it? Don't worry too much, though. A full moon is predicted for tonight.
What would you like to drink, Julie?
Oh, nothing in this place, thank you.
All right. Well, what's the score?
Four houses are up for rental in the district. Three of them are occupied. One of them you can cancel out. Two dear old ladies are in residence.
What about the other two?
Both rented by men. The estate agent said that he knew very little about them both. He suspects one is a fisherman and the other a writer. They keep themselves to themselves.
All right, go on.
Mr. Bartholomew Reardon has taken the Mile End house on Gifney Lane. Mr. Kenneth Parent has the Crescent Lodge on Crescent Street.
Reardon's our boy.
How do you know?
Because I've been buying beers for just about every citizen of this village for the past hour. Amongst them is a local grocer. He delivers to Mile End House. The occupant answers to the description Bantling gave us of the snatch artist.
Oh, then I've been wasting my time.
No, not a bit of it. The grocer said the man's name was Andrews. Well, he's using an alias.
Well, Reardon's his real name. He signed a check for the rent.
I wonder Bantling couldn't pick him out of the photos in the rogues gallery down at the yard. Guy's an amateur. Giving a check out when you're trying to use a cover name.
Well, what do we do, Pete?
Well, we set up a watch on the Mile End House, honey.
Shouldn't we have some reinforcements?
No, you forget. We're on an assignment. Get to Rachel before the boys in blue. We tip off our hand to the police. We've achieved nothing.
Mm.
And our client
would not feel inclined to give out with any free testimonials for Peter Troy investigations, would he?
Where are they going?
Park the car somewhere close and handy to the main gate of the Manning House.
The getaway car?
Yes. But please don't use that expression. It sounds so phony.
We walk to Manning House.
Yes. Oh, why not? It's a fine night. Plenty of time. Are you scared?
Apprehensive.
Tell me, is that all the equipment you need? Just a broom handle?
In the ring, I use a chair and a whip. I don't have my whip with me. And you couldn't pass a chair through the aperture. So the broom handle will have to do.
Well, you just keep that animal quiet.
Just like that.
The place is not patrolled, but if they hear that tiger...
I know.
Oh, come on now, Rachel. In an hour's time, you'll be a very rich girl.
Or a very dead one.
You all right?
Yes. It's a tight squeeze. I have a girdle that's looser than that. Pass through the broom handle. And the torch.
There you are.
I'm on my way.
And, good luck.
I'm going to need it.
You're going to need a whole lot more than just good luck, Buster.
What?
The Maharaja's guards are waiting for him.
Who are you?
The name's Troy, Peter Troy. I'm a private investigator on an assignment.
Now, what the devil...
Don't make any move, Buster.
All right, my friend, if you want to play it rough...
Yes, I do.
I do! All right!
There? Tiger's not there, and the grounds are crawling with guards. Help me get out of here.
Okay, Rachel.
That's better. Hey, who are you?
Oh, I'm just standing in for your boyfriend.
What?
He got called away to Dreamland. That's him lying on the ground down there.
Who are you?
A friend of Mr. Bantling's.
You tipped them off in there?
Uh-huh.
I see.
All right, Peter, you help the lady get through the little hole. You can let go of her now.
I'm sorry.
Look,
Lady, we'd better make a move. This whole area is going to be covered with police in just 2 seconds flat.
The ambulance.
If I were you, I'd forget about that. The whole scheme's a fizzer. Well, come on, let's move.
Hey, wait for me.
A lady lion tamer, eh? Well, I guess I'll have to walk softly when you're around.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.